Ball goes over on the left side to Villarreal. Back to Beavers. Now Smith has up top. Beavers with on the left wing. Down the corner to Villarreal. He'll dribble out to the wing.
I don't remember 12 playing when we played down there, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, he started for him. Ball goes over to Villarreal on the left wing. His three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McClain. And actually, Russell has not subbed once yet in this game yet. As for Mount Tom, they got three subs coming in. Next available time. Tate with it to Haney. Back to Tate. Tate has it on the right side. Now he'll give it to Harris there. 15 left on the shot clock. Harris will throw Carson on the low block. Out to McClain. McClain's going to dribble just outside the lane. And I had the ball knocked away, and Mount Russell comes up with the ball. And now fouls will be called against Mountain Home back the other way.
Probably good foul right there. Stop the wide open layup. That would have ended up happening.
See who they get that to. Sumiel McGee-Harris. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against Mount Tom. Here is Blaine Tate, McGee-Harris, and Ryan McClain. Check out. Harris walking a little gingerly to the bench.
Yeah, he kind of tripped. I don't know if he got his ankle or what he had over here. He kind of got tripped up a little bit. Defensive possession. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Kobanins keep Levi Uchman and Ray Gilbert check in for Mount Tom. And now another foul's will be called. As the ball was knocked away, they're going to get Inskeep with his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Bombers here in the second quarter. And now Russell brings in their first sub of the night as Malachi Siner comes in, replacing Cade Smith. Inbound pass goes to Villarreal on the left wing. He's dribbling into the lane, going in for the layup. No good. And rebound chased down by Haney. 15-all our score, about 6.5 minutes left in this first half. Gilbert with it on the left side. Gives up top to Carson. Over on the right side to Uchman. Uchman tries to throw it to Carson, and a foul is going to be called, though, against Russville. Wasn't a good pass by Uchman, and they got bailed out by a foul there. By Siner. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Cyclones here in the second quarter. 6:16 left in the half. Again, we're knotted up at 15. It will be Inskeep inbounding it on the baseline. Throws it to Uchman, to Inskeep in the lane. Throws it out to Uchman, and he's going to try for the three to get the lead back. Good!
There you go. Well,
that's one way to make up for that.
Yeah.
Levi Uchman with his first 3 points of the night. 18-15, Mountain Home up. 6 minutes left in the half. Beavers quickly back the other way. Now slows it up. Beavers dribbling between the circles. Throws it to Frazier on the low block. He's going to go in for the layup. Good. Cam Frazier with his first 2 points of the night. 18-17, Bombers leading it. 5:42 left in the half. Ball goes into the front court to Haney. Now to Inskeep. He'll throw it to Gilbert. Back to Inskeep. Back to Gilbert on the right side. Throws it to Carson. Almost couldn't get it, but ball goes out to Haney. Now to Uchman, or on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert gets by his defenders, going in for the runner. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Beavers, and Russell has a chance to get the lead back.
Good take right there by Rhett, just being able to get the shot to fall as they walk on this other end.
Yeah, Siner's called for the travel. Another turnover. How many does that make for them?
That's six turnovers already for
Russell. Okay. 5:16, let's play in the half. Bombers get the ball back, leading by a point. Gilbert takes the inbound pass to the backcourt. Has the ball knocked away. Beavers gets the steal. He's going to go in for the layup, and he'll be fouled on the way up. Head to the free throw line with 5:08 left to play in the half. I believe they're going to get Uchman with that foul.
Get Uchman.
Yep. Levi Uchman with his first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Bombers here in the second quarter. So Bryce Beavers shooting the first free throws for either team tonight. He's got 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up. Good. So we have our second tie of the night. And if he gets this next one, we'll have our second lead change. Second free throw for Beavers is up. No good. He gets 1 of 2, and the rebound's chased down by Inskeep.
Good block out there by Uchman.
Inskeep avoids the double team, gets it to Uchman.
They still
got to get into the front court. And they just throws it up for Haney to try to chase it down, but it was stolen by Campbell. Well, you hate to see that if you're Coach Fulcher. Back the other way, Villarreal's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left side, misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Haney. Now Tom gets away unscathed. Gilbert with it up top. Throws over to Uchman on the right side. Picks up his dribble, gives it back up to Gilbert. Over on the left side to Carson. He'll give it there to Inskeep. Now back to Carson on the wing. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Carson's going to dribble to the low block. Now out to Inskeep. He fakes out his defender, dribbles to the corner, pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. Uchman tries to tip back up, and he couldn't get it, and the rebound comes to Villarreal. So again, we're knotted up at 18 right now. About 4 minutes left in this half. Villarreal gives it out to Frazier. Up top to Beavers, who set the offense. Beavers drills to the right side. Gives it near the corner to Campbell. Campbell's going to drill to the low block. Well, he finds Siner by himself for the easy layup. Good. We've got our second lead change, and now Tom's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:44 left to play in the half as the Russellville leads Mountain Home 20-18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
The Mats home taking their first time out of the night following that layup by Siren. And so right now, Russell has the lead 20-18 with 3:44 left to play in the half.
Yeah, you know, they drove. Mount Home was wanting them, the call of him stepping on the side of the baseline down there. I don't know if he did or not, but good find by them. You know, you got kind of caught there, Mount Home did, without an offensive score, really. Rhett was on there, but he was kind of there by himself and, you know, did a good job getting some subs and some offensive players in here for this possession.
Yep. Tate into the front court, gives to Carson on the right side. Now back to Tate. Tate will dribble up to the top. Throws it to Doogie near the right elbow. Back to Tate. Tate's going to dribble toward the low block. Kicks out to Carson. Carson's going to dribble into the lane. Throws it to Gilbert. Gilbert will give it to McLean. 10 left on the shot clock. Up top to Carson. Over to Tate on the right side. That's to McLean with 5 left. The ball goes to Doogie. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper, and that's going to be a shot clock violation as the shot missed everything.
8 turnover by the Bombers.
3:07, let's play in the half as Russell gets the ball back, leading by a deuce. Beavers walks the ball into the front court for the Cyclones.
So far this game has been a game of runs.
Two teams really has.
Getting on each run, and which team's going to be able to have that one run to extend it out.
Ball goes to Siner. He'll throw it out to Beavers. He's going to try for the long two. They're going to call it a three. I thought his foot was on the line. Bryce Beavers with 6 on the night. 23-18. It's a 2-possession lead for Russellville. Ball goes over on the left side to Carson. Up top to Dewey. Over to Gilbert. Now McLean has it on the right side. He's going to dribble into the lane. Throws it out to Carson on the left wing. His three-pointer is up. No good. Offensive rebound for Tate. He goes into the lane for the layup. It goes in.
Good job, Blaine, attacking after he gets the offensive rebound. Mount Home needs to be quick. It's back. Russellville's back fast with the ball.
Yes, they are. Campbell with it on the right side. His three-pointer is up. Rolls around and falls out. Oh, my goodness. That thing did everything but go in.
Yeah.
And McLean got the rebound. He throws it to Gilbert near the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked away by McLean. He's going to find Dewey in the lane. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 1:50 left in the half. They're going to get Bryce Beavers with his first personal foul. Second team foul against the Cyclones here in the second quarter. So it will be Braden Dewey at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 7 points so far this evening. First free throw for Dewey is up. Rolls around and falls in. when they hang on the rim like that, I was like, okay, what's it going to do?
Right. We've seen them do some crazy things this year.
Uh-huh. Second shot for Dewey is up. Bounces around and falls in. He gets both. He's got 9 on the night. Down to a one-point game. 23-22. Russell up. Beavers into the front court. 1:43 left in the half.
It's two offensive rebounds in two possessions in a row for the Bombers. We're able to convert and get 4 points out of them.
Mounts home. Oh, they're going to call foul. I thought we were about to try to get a steal. They're going to get Blaine Tate with that one. That's his second personal foul. That's the last foul Mount Home has to give in this half. Next one, we'll put Russell at the free throw line. Kobaninski's going to come back in replacing Blaine Tate. Again, just picked up his second foul, so he's going to take a seat to make sure he doesn't get his third. Inbound pass goes to Villarreal near the left corner. Out to Beavers on the wing. Now Campbell has it. Kobaninski right there on him. Oh, they're going to call it an offensive foul on Campbell. Wow. That's his second personal foul. 13th foul against the Cyclones here in the second quarter.
Campbell just threw his hands on the air and said, what did I do?
That was a big call.
Yeah, it was. I might agree with Campbell. I didn't see much there.
Yeah.
He might have a better angle than I did. I was right behind him, though.
Ball goes over to Carson. Now top to McClain. Over to Gilbert on the right side. 1:14 left in the half. Inske fakes out his defender. Dribbles to the left side. Oh, loses the handle of the ball. And Villarreal comes up with a steal, and he'll be fouled in the backcourt.
Bad news is he can put Russell at the line.
Yep. Kobaninski picks up his second personal foul. That is the 15th foul against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. So Russell will be shooting free throws for the final 1:08 of the half. Donovan Villarreal so far 1 of 2 from the line so far with 4 points. First shot is up. No good. Kate Smith's going to come back in, replacing Caleb Campbell. One more free throw for Villarreal. Second shot is up. Good. He's 2 of 4 on the line from the line for the night with 5 points. So 24-22, Russell up. Well, Gilbert's met by a double team immediately as he crosses the timeline, but he's able to get Carson, who gives to Inske. Back to Gilbert. Inske has it now on the right side. Back up top to Gilbert. Wow, they just came up there on him.
Yeah, they did. They kind of ran and jumped him really fast.
Yeah. Carson with it on the right side. Down to 10 left on the shot clock. Inskeep has it now. Inskeep's going to drill to the lane. He throws it to McClain. McClain will try to throw it to Dewey. Pass goes between his legs, and Beavers comes up with a steal. He's quickly back the other way. Shot clock is off. Villarreal's going to pull it for the three on the left side. Good. Donovan Villarreal with 8 on the night. And it's back to a 2-possession lead for Russellville. 20 seconds left to play in the half.
10 turnovers right now by the Bombers.
My goodness. Gilbert into the front court. Down to 10 left in the half. Ball goes to Inske. He gives it back to Gilbert. He dribbles to the corner. Pulls up for the jumper. Misses everything. 4 left. Cade Smith has it. He's going to try to beat the buzzer with a half-court heave. It won't go. And we've come to the end of the first half.
Mountain's got to come out of the halftime here fighting.
Yep. Our score at the break. Roosevelt leading Mountain Home 27-22. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show when we come back. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit Strider.